Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday. Did you vote today if you're in one of the Super Tuesday states? I hope you did, or I hope you're going to. I did. Won't tell you how that went. Suffice to say, I voted today, and I hope you do, too. I have a sneaky feeling that as the night wanes on, we're going to know who the Republican nominee is going to be today. And I have a feeling that the GOP establishment, who is dying, you're witnessing the head of the snake taking its last few bites, I believe. And we're witnessing this in our lifetimes. I think it's great. But it isn't going to be somebody that they like. Remains to be seen what happens in Texas. I guess the polls were inside the margins of error, if you will, relative to Cruz and Donald Trump. I think Cruz will probably take Texas. I think Marco Rubio's in big trouble, and his political career will come to an end or continue on March 15th. He'll live to see March 15th. Of course, that's the day of the Florida primary. There's a story out in Breitbart today, our great friend A.W.R. Hawkins, exposing, and it is getting some legs, the story is getting some legs. Back in 1999, Marco Rubio voting while on the Miami Commission for a gun ban in city parks. I have the audio. It's not real strong, so what I'll do is I'll just give you the gist of it in just a few minutes. And right now, also some news going on. Georgia, Governor Deal. Take a listen to what he said, according to a Breitbart piece. Opposition to campus carry, the same hype we heard against concealed carry. So Governor Deal in Georgia is out in support of campus carry right now. And we're hearing the same old garbage from the same old, you know who they are, the usual suspects, the gun safety people who told you campus, told you concealed carry would be a disaster. Of course, we know that that's been proven to be utterly false. Concealed carry is wildly successful across all 50 states now, you know, for those who can get permits in about six or seven of those states that are still. Who controls those states? Sean? Yeah, it's the Democrats that control those states. But wait, they're no longer Democrats. They're socialists. They need to own it. So we'll talk a little bit about what Governor Deal said. Interesting to hear the governor come out in advance of the bill moving through the Senate. So there's clearly some support. Nathan Deal happens to be sometimes a little fishy on gun rights, but he has supported Georgia's gun rights over the years. I was at the ceremony a couple years back when he signed the Guns Everywhere legislation. And it was interesting because there were guns everywhere. The governor was in a pavilion outside by a creek up in the beautiful North Georgia mountains, surrounded by several hundred openly carrying armed law-abiding citizens. And the state police really didn't have a whole lot to do because the governor was very well protected, and he knew it. In fact, the first things he said when he walked up to the podium was he was in the safest place in the state of Georgia. I wonder if you'd ever hear a socialist politician feel that way. Well, of course they do, because they're surrounded, she is surrounded, by heavier firepower than what Governor Deal was surrounded by that day. Yet the hypocrisy continues. Now let's go right to the phones. I've got Alan Gottlieb on the phone from an airport in Chicago. Alan, how are you? I'm sorry to hear that you're snowed. I guess you what, snowed in up there in Chicago now? Flights are canceled?
Yeah, I think it's more of ice than snow, but they've now got stuff that, you know, that equipment now is totally offline, and so connecting flights, planes just aren't making it in. The flight I was supposed to fly, I'm going to Washington, D.C. for the Conservative Political Action Conference, which I'm on the board of, and the problem is that the flight that was supposed to come into Chicago to take me to D.C. ended up being diverted to Indianapolis, Indiana, because I couldn't land here. So it's sort of a mess. So here I am stuck in Chicago without a gun.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, like I said before, being stuck in Chicago, period, that's not very fair. I like Chicago. I like Chicago a lot. In fact, I like Weber's restaurant in Midtown, downtown. It's just awesome. Last time I was there, it was freezing cold, snowing like crazy, and I had a great time. But like you, I was also without a gun. That's the one thing, creepy thing I don't like about Chicago. Now, are you going to get out of there in time to make it to CPAC?
Well, I'm now rebooked on my third flight, third attempt out for 3 or 4 hours from now. But I'm noticing that the flight before mine that they couldn't find a seat for me on is now scheduled to leave after the one I'm supposed to be on a couple hours after that. And, of course, Reagan National Airport closes, doesn't stay open all night. So I don't know. It's going to be really, very interesting.
Yeah, it really. Now, are you at O'Hare?
I am at O'Hare.
You're at O'Hare. Okay. Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed for you. CPAC needs you there. I want to apologize publicly for not being there, but I'll just put it this way. I'm looking forward to making those arrangements for next year and making them solid. Alan, there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Let's talk a little bit about Super Tuesday. Today is Super Tuesday. They call it the SEC, and in particular, the southern states are voting, with the exception of Florida, which isn't really a southern state. Florida's the only state in the country that defies those rules and those laws of direction. You have to go north to get south in Florida, they like to say. That's kind of funny. I always thought that was humorous. But let's just take Georgia, where I am today. Trump is up wildly in the polls. He's up in all of the polls across the country on Super Tuesday. What do you think's going to happen here? And there's just so much pundits about what's happening today. I've never seen anything like this.
Well, one or two things I think is going to happen. Okay, one is Trump is going to outperform the polls. And if he does that, then I think, we pretty much know who the presumptive nominee is going to be. But if he doesn't outperform the polls and he just, say, wins by the margins the polls are showing, I think at that point, with the proportional delegations representation for various states, I think he may not only get like 40% of the delegates that are assigned today. And I still think there's like 72% of the delegates that still have to be picked after today. So I think the race will still continue to go on thereafter. So it may sort of semi be over, and it may just be a continuing saga.
It's interesting, the Second Amendment battle is now heating up. Cruz is out there today, in fact, using the Second Amendment as a pretty formidable weapon against both Trump and Rubio. Rubio, exposed by our very good friend, A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning journalist at Breitbart News, and we have the video. Unfortunately, the audio isn't good enough for me to play. I'm going to try to fix that during a break if I can get that. But the commission was voting in Miami back in 99, and Marco Rubio sat on that commission. He denied, before the video was exposed, Alan, that he voted for any gun ban in the parks. Later on, A.W.R. Hawkins was able to provide the video with the audio showing that the commission, and you can clearly see him seated as one of the four-member panel, voting unanimously to ban guns in parks. He called Cruz a liar about that. So this, and now you've got Cruz saying Donald Trump, of course, came out and supported certain gun controls back in the, and he did. He supported, while he generally does not support gun control, he said, in paraphrasing, he supported a quote-unquote assault weapons ban and said he was comfortable with longer waiting periods. Now, Cruz is out there making a statement, I'm the only one that hasn't done and won't do any of the above. Is that going to help him, do you think? It probably will in Texas.
It might marginally help him. I think at this juncture, I think if you poll voters, they're going to say that all three of those candidates are extremely pro-gun and support the Second Amendment. So I don't know how much it's going to do. There's no doubt that it's gotten really bloody. My concern is this. I think at this point, the candidates have all bled themselves so badly that there's no way at this point to unify the party. And if without a unified party in the general election, my concern is Hillary Clinton gets elected and she nominates the Supreme Court that destroys our Second Amendment rights. So at this point, it may all be too late for naught. And I'm really upset with this. This is an election that I was really excited about, and I really thought we were going to have great results from. And at this juncture, I think, quite honestly, we're in trouble.
That's interesting. Let's dive into that for a second. Do you think, is it possible to place blame on Donald Trump's candidacy? Or is it, if you were to place blame, because let me just ask the question without injecting my opinion. Or would you blame the GOP establishment for its denial and its refusal to accept Donald Trump's candidacy for the position we're currently in that you just described so eloquently?
I'm not sure I can assign that blame to any of those reasons. The reason being, of course, when you look at the so-called Republican establishment, the Republican establishment is pretty conservative and pretty Tea Party-ish. And quite frankly, the establishment terminology gets thrown around a whole lot and it doesn't necessarily, in my opinion, really label what the establishment is, which is broken up into lots of different factions. And I can't blame Donald Trump either. He has a right to run for president. And quite honestly, while he's a little bit brash sometimes in some of the rhetoric and some of the language he uses is more divisive than bringing people together on the Republican side, and gets very personal. And now, of course, what's happened is everybody's responding back to it in kind. I don't know who to blame. I don't want to really want to assign the blame, but I'm just looking. I'm more of a problem solver, and my problem is I'm not seeing how to solve this problem right now.
Yeah, and that's why your opinion matters so much here on Armed American Radio, because you are a problem solver, and we do need that encouragement. Sometimes when we hear discouraging things like that from you, it concerns all of us. I'll wind up getting some emails. Oh, my gosh, if Alan's concerned, I'm concerned. And my response to that will be, you ought to be. More with Alan Gottlieb, stuck in Chicago, iced in O'Hare, to our benefit on his way to CPAC. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you today, welcome back to the program. RedState.com. I want to keep this conversation about Donald Trump moving briefly because it's important. The SEC votes, the Southern primaries, essentially. Super Tuesday is underway right now. And of course, we'll know the results. Depending on what time we choose to fall asleep today, we'll know the results. And, you know, a lot of folks will be in denial about this. But the fact of the matter is we will probably have a pretty good indication who the nominee will be. Of course, we can stretch that out till March. If Rubio loses Florida, he's done. He can't go without winning his home state. Kasich, of course, he's done. Of course, he would have to stay. He would have to win Ohio. Cruz would have to win Texas. You know, these guys are not going to win the nomination without their own states. Is it plausible? Yeah, it is. Other things could happen. But that's the general consensus. But RedState.com today. Take a listen to this. CPAC should disinvite Donald Trump. I'm quoting from Red State. And this was written by Ben Howe. This, Alan, Mr. Gottlieb, when we talk about the establishment, I guess I'm referring to someone coming from this perspective. Take a listen to what the author says. This Saturday, despite Donald Trump's support for tax hikes, eminent domain abuse, and the Kelo decision, massive tariffs on imported goods, Planned Parenthood, abortion, including partial birth abortion, restricting Second Amendment rights, treating people who seek the destruction of the state of Israel on an equal footing with Israel, creation of citizen databases, restricting First Amendment rights to limit bad press for himself, green energy mandates, and maintaining bankruptcy-bound entitlement programs exactly as they are, and Trump's repeated refusal to disavow white supremacists backing his campaign, including David Duke and the KKK, Donald Trump is slated to speak at CPAC. Yes, the organization that did not host Chris Christie or John McCain because they were too, quote-unquote, liberal, and objectively, while they certainly are, they are still demonstrably to the right of Trump on several issues, has decided to give Trump a platform to speak. Alan, that's the direction, I guess, a lot of people are taking from the establishment, and it seems to just wash right off Trump that when he gets attacked like this from the establishment, his numbers seem to go up, and that's what they can't figure out.
Yeah, some of that's true. I just want to correct one thing there. Red State's not correct about Christie and John McCain not being invited to speak at a CPAC when they were running. In fact, Christie spoke there last year, and John McCain has spoken a number of times. There was one cycle where neither one of them could make it due to scheduling, or they chose not to make it because of other reasons. But CPAC did not disinvite or not invite either one of those two people to speak. CPAC is very inclusive and tries to allow them all to speak and let the attendees hear and make their decisions on their own. Now, Red State probably has a bit of an axe to grind. If you remember, they had a conference last year with the Republican presidential candidates, and they disinvited Trump to speak at their conference.
That's right.
So that might be playing part into it. Sometimes I say this to all of our people, you can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
And something else, too, and even though this is coming, you know, Red State, a lot of people look at this, you know, these people get into their websites and that's the only thing they read and they consider it news. Let me, you know, warn you not to do that. Please don't be that headline surfer. But I want to take issue with this in here, too, with Trump's repeated. Now, keep in mind, this piece was up today. Trump's repeated refusal to disavow white supremacists backing his campaign, including David Duke and the KKK. Trump, and I'm not apologizing for Trump. I'm not endorsing Trump, but I have followed this story relentlessly. Donald Trump, I will defend him here, he has already explained why that was. He couldn't hear what was happening. When he found out what was happening, he did disavow it. And the author should know that, writing that piece today on the 1st. Just typical campaign rhetoric and mudslinging, I guess, Alan, is the way it goes. But Trump is important here. Let's go back to his Second Amendment positions in the past. He has, in fact, stated support publicly for quote-unquote assault weapons bans. Does that frighten you? Now, as you said, you know, any of these three would be far better than Hillary Clinton. But based on what he has said during this campaign, Is it possible that Donald Trump could, in fact, have changed his mind and is now a staunch supporter of the right to bear arms and has learned over the years what the left is all about, and we can believe Donald Trump now?
Well, most definitely he very well could have changed his opinions over the time. During this campaign, he's coming out extremely staunchly pro-Second Amendment rights, flat out, period. He leads with it at every one of his rallies, every one of his speeches, practically. There is no doubt that he's running as a pro-gun rights candidate. The question is, he does have a past history of not supporting Second Amendment rights. You know, we can take him at his word and hope and pray, in fact, that he's now, you know, definitely 100% Second Amendment supporter. But you just don't really know for sure. There's no doubt, as you said, Mark, he's a whole lot better than Hillary Clinton no matter what. We know she's a zero. And my feeling is that, you know, on a scale of 1 to 100 or 0 to 100, a worst-case scenario, Trump's probably an 80, and 80 sure beats a zero. You know, and you're right in defending him on the white supremacist charges. While he didn't answer the question well right away and didn't quite frankly make up for it right away either, when the story broke, he was very slow in correcting record. He has corrected that record now, and so for Red State to use that against him now, again, it's just not really fair, and I'm seeing an awful lot of this on lots of issues in this race. And again, all that does is divide the party so that you can't bring it back together again. And it's at this point, you know, it's Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall when he fell off and the shell broke. You couldn't put him back together again. And that, again, is really my concern in this election, because this is maybe the most important election in our lifetime. After 8 years of Obama and all the appointments to the courts he's made, and now the Supreme Court hanging in the balance, plus zillions of other, you know, district court and appeals court positions, all of which could slam the courthouse door in the face of all the Second Amendment litigation that we need to do now because we can't wait, is really a scary proposition.
It is frightening. It is frightening. And America, the man that you just heard, has his finger on the pulse of America's courtrooms and what it means for our right to bear arms going down the road into the future. There's no question. We hear this all the time, Al, in every election cycle. This is the most important election in our lifetime. We have arrived here. And with all the craziness going on, it just simply reiterates that we are correct in our assertion and our assumption that this is, in fact, the most important election of our lifetime. That's why it's so crazy. But something that concerns me even more is if you take a look at some of the news sites out there, you see headlines like this: how the GOP insiders plan to steal the nod from Trump. Steve King, GOP establishment could back Hillary if Trump or Cruz wins nomination. And we see these crazy things about the brokered conventions and all this crazy stuff going on about how the Republicans simply will not coalesce behind a nominee who's running as a Republican. Alan, we've got 30 seconds, so what I'll do is I'll just continue this question. I don't want to have to interrupt you. And then when we come back from the break, ask you, so give you some time to think about it. But when we see these frightening headlines, how the GOP insiders plan to steal the nod from Trump, that frightens me more than Trump winning the nomination and not knowing what his background is, and the possibility, as you mentioned earlier, about the infighting that could break up the what is right now appears to be a very fragile coalition within the GOP. So which one's worse? When we come back, we'll ask Alan Gottlieb that question here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Don't go away.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily, one word, .com, download your 100% free guide. DefendFamily.com. Again, that's DefendFamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you from here in these Crossbreed Holster studios today. A Donald Trump candidacy does not scare me. And as I told AWR Hawkins on Armed American Radio's monster, huge broadcast this past weekend, what a day that was, a full day at NASCAR, at the track with the teams, and then coming back to the show, and Alan on the program, AWR Hawkins on the program, Amy Dillon and Diana. It was just an amazing program. It was an amazing day. But as I told AWR Hawkins, a Trump candidacy regarding the Second Amendment, we're focusing on the Second Amendment. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and Armed American Radio. I'm not concerned. He doesn't frighten me, Alan. And I can't base that really on anything other than a gut feeling that I have, based on the statements that he's made, the prose that he has put out on paper. And as you said, as he opens up virtually every single one of his rallies with his support, it would be near impossible to back off of that at this stage of the game. But I believe that Donald Trump has seen the light relative to the Second Amendment. And again, I can only base that off of a feeling. I can't really back that up off of anything else. So let me go back then to my original question from the break, having said that. And that is, we're seeing headline after headline after headline of the possibility of a brokered convention, or GOP insiders stealing the nod, or how the establishment could back Hillary if Trump or Cruz wins nomination. Notice they threw Cruz in there also. Does that scare you more than a Trump victory period? How does that work?
Well, let me start by saying that I tend to agree with you that Trump's position on the Second Amendment doesn't scare me. I totally concur with you. But what I'm concerned about with this, and there is not going to be a broken convention. There may be a contested convention, but there are no insiders who can steal anything. That's just that isn't going to happen. Again, that's the kind of rhetoric that poisons the well, in my opinion.
Right.
But my big concern with the Trump candidacy is his negatives are extremely high, and because his negatives are so high, there's a very good chance that he could not beat Hillary Clinton, whose negatives are also very high. And if he didn't beat her, the downline ballots on, you know, the Senate and the House and other races could be affected a lot, where a lot of good pro-gun, you know, incumbents or candidates could end up losing the election, and a lot of anti-gun people could be swept into office. That's what really scares me more than anything. I don't think you're going to see the Republican Party abandon Trump if he's their nominee, but I don't think you're going to see him necessarily go to bat for him. You have to realize right now that, you know, 60% of the party is not supporting him for sure. You know, he's not their first choice. And as this goes on and they continue to throw mud at each other and the negatives continue to be dragged up higher, it makes it much difficult to win in November. That's what really scares me. It's not his position on guns that scares me. I think he's probably, again, like I said, a worst-case scenario, 80% pro-gun, which sure beats the zero we have in the White House right now, or Hillary Clinton, which would also be a zero.
Well, the key takeaway from what you just said is whether or not those negatives right now will come out to vote. If, in fact, he is the nominee, will those negatives move? And if they do move, in what direction are they going to move? Can we go back to the 64 Goldwater and make any comparisons here with Trump?
Well, I'm not sure you can, because I think we're in an era of new politics to start with. But in Goldwater's case, I mean, he got labeled as being too conservative, too extreme, and that's what drove people in the middle, so to speak, you know, away, and so they voted against him. In Donald Trump's case, it's not so much what his positions really are so much. It's more of personality, his rhetoric,
right.
how he's campaigned. How he dismisses people and calls them stupid or whatever it might be. It's more style than substance, I think. On substance, there's no real difference between what he's running on or what Ted Cruz is running on or what Marco Rubio is running on. The difference is style, and the style is built of his negatives.
It's interesting. I've never seen anything like it. None of us have seen anything like it, and it will be really fascinating to see how this plays out. I do believe, and I will stand by this regardless on any interview I do or give, or I'll write about it. It makes no difference to me. I believe we're witnessing in our lifetimes the death of the establishment political machine in the two-party system as we have known it for 200-plus years. I think Americans have had enough. I think the anger at this point at both parties. I'm sitting here as I'm talking to you, talking about watching on one of the monitors in the Crossbreed Holster studios, a key Democratic Georgia state senator backing a socialist in the presidential race. Okay, this is politics unlike anything we've seen in America. Alan, the dividing line is very wide. It's not narrow. There's no blur here. We know what we're getting on both sides of the aisle, and this is truly why we say it's the most important election in our lifetime, in my opinion, is because this country's either going to lurch farther left, much farther left than Barack Obama, or it's going to, can we say lurch farther right with Donald Trump? In either direction, we know what we're getting, correct? Or do we?
Well, we think we know what we're getting. You know, one can make an argument that Hillary Clinton, you know, maybe would like to lurch farther left, but there's money in it for her, Bill Clinton, not to move so far left. They might not move so far left because they're in it more for themselves. And I'll be honest, my feeling with Donald Trump as well is that, you know, while he wants to make America great again, he also wants to make Donald Trump greater. So, I mean, it's sort of you're dealing with personalities here. I don't feel comfortable about this whole election at this point. And the scary part is because it's my rights and my freedom that are at stake.
There you go. There you go. No, that's it. That's exactly what the point is. We've been making that point on Armed American Radio now for, well, really since we always make it, but in particular since this election really got going back in June when candidates began declaring. That's exactly what's at stake. And as much as you and me and others have talked, Alan, about the importance of the Supreme Court. It all came to a head a few weeks back when you and I corresponded within literally seconds of the announcing of Justice Scalia being found dead down at that ranch in Texas. Everything changed, and the importance and the dynamics of this race went right with Scalia. So this is we're at a critical juncture in American history right now, a critical juncture, one I've never seen the likes of. Before we go anywhere else, have you ever seen anything like this in your lifetime at all when it comes to a general election?
The answer is a definite no, and I'll be honest, I hope I never do again in the future either.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't blame you there. It's been very difficult to even talk about it because we don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, the anxiety levels, I think, for the American electorate right now are higher than they've probably ever been in our history, at least in my lifetime.
All right, does that frighten you? I could go deep in the weeds with that, and I don't want to put a tinfoil hat on, but does that scare you if we don't get the right result in November?
Well, if we don't get the right result in November, it definitely scares me because, yeah, again, this country could lurch, you know, in really bad directions. You know, one of the problems is when the American public gets fed up with their elected officials, which our people are, and quite honestly, rightfully so, the problem is sometimes what comes in afterwards isn't always great. Like I always say, you know, in a revolution, usually the government that follows after a revolution wasn't as good as the one before it. Many times, you know, the cure was worse than the disease. And I'm a little worried about that in this particular election cycle as well, because, you know, basically, I think lots of people, both Democrats and Republicans, as well as, you know, independents in the middle, are basically more than happy to throw the baby out with bathwater right now. And as a result, things are very unsettled and go in any direction. Things can go wild and unravel. And quite frankly, I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing the increased sales on guns and ammunition. People are worried that things are going to unravel.
Well, you're absolutely correct, Alan. We've got about 15 seconds, so I want to leave you with this. Thank you for being here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm sorry that I had to take advantage of you being stuck in Chicago. I'll say that publicly. I'm kind of glad you got stuck because it's always great to talk with you on the air, especially the daytime show. Now, I hope you get out where you're going, and I'll talk with you later. Thank you for everything that you do. SAF.org, SAF.org. That's the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. Travel safe, my friend. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue right after this.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Wrapping up today's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a pleasure it is to be here with you today. I want to thank Alan Gottlieb for jumping in here, getting in the mix with us here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense from O'Hare Airport. I've been in that boat before. What a nightmare that is, traveling. And he's coming from Seattle to D.C., cross country. I know what time. You know, when you fly from West Coast to East Coast, you got to get up really early to make those early flights. It makes for a long day, and then to get stuck like that. So I'm very appreciative, and I'm glad that he appreciated my selfishness in being able to take advantage of his being stuck in Chicago. So thanks for that. You can really help support the Second Amendment Foundation, an amazing organization, at saf.org. They take everything from couch change to whatever you want to give them, as big as check you can afford to write. You can become a lifetime member like me, $150, and I highly recommend you do it. On another note, the USCCA On Air page, the Gun A Day giveaway promotion is over. I'll have a list of winners in the next few days. Dozens of guns were given away. Those Pendleton Tac 75 safes, incredible, were given away. And I'll have a list of who won the guns and the three grand prize winners. I hope it was you. I hope I read your name. That would be fantastic. Also, I want to send you over to ammarksman.com, americanmarksman.com. Take a look at the frequently asked questions page. This is not professional marksmanship grade. This is amateurs, like all of us. You're going to be competing with other people just like you for the title of American Marksman on the television show. And we're getting a lot of really positive feedback. For about $26, you can buy the packet. It will be shipped out to you. You can go to one of the qualifying ranges, which is right up there on the drop-down menu on the website. Shoot your qualifying package. Send it back to them. The producers and directors will be in touch with you, and they will follow this on a television show airing on the Outdoor Channel and the Sportsman's Channel. So this is great stuff, and we want an Armed American Radio listener to win that. That would be absolutely huge. The director of the show, Brian, we've just been trying to coordinate schedules. He'll be back on the program, but you'll be hearing the American Marksman spots on this program and the Monster Sunday show. through July 15th. So we're looking forward to hopefully bringing you as a winner onto that show. That would be gigantic. Okay, as I'm sitting here during the break in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I have multiple monitors on. I see this negative ad of Donald Trump come on one of the screens. And it says, I'm going to read it to you. It says, I love the poorly educated. It's got, I want you to picture, Theater of the Mind. It's got Donald Trump standing at a podium. It's black and white. It's an unflattering shot of him, of course. It says, I love the poorly educated. That's really what Donald Trump is all about. And it moves to the next thing. He thinks we're fools. Then it stops with a picture of the press page of Atlantic City. Donald Trump in Atlantic City. Jackpot or crackpot? Now, I want you to just take a listen to the way these work. Sleazy bankruptcies, it follows up with. Then it continues. As it continues, the Daily Beast. Donald Trump wanted vets kicked off of Fifth Avenue. Bans disabled veterans. That from the Daily Beast on 128.16. Then the National Review, a track record of using the government as a hired thug, it says, abuses eminent domain. And it continues, that from the National Review with a picture of Trump Plaza behind it. Below that, Trump puts himself first and us last. I love the poorly educated. Defeat Donald Trump. And I thought to myself, man, oh man, here comes Hillary, because you know she took the campaign national with her big victory in South Carolina over a socialist loser. But then I read the fine print, and it was from Conservative Solutions PAC. Conservative Solutions PAC. ConservativeSolutionsPAC.com is where you can go to probably see the ad. So this is what's frightening Alan Gottlieb. It has me concerned as well. Not so much as Alan. Trump does not, for whatever reason, I'm not feeling. The hair on the back of my neck isn't going up, and I'm not getting goosebumps, and I'm not panicking over Donald Trump winning the nomination. I can't explain that. Doesn't mean anything. I'm just simply telling you that I'm not feeling any sense of fear or panic here yet. I'm reading and following this closer than anybody else. And I am fascinated with the establishment putting that this is the establishment coming after Donald Trump. This is not the Rubio campaign. This is not the Cruz campaign. This is a conservative PAC coming after Donald Trump. Now, I may be wrong. Conservative Solutions PAC may be working on behalf of one of those two campaigns. We'll find out. But in other words, they're not identified. It's not I'm Marco Rubio and I support this or whatever they say. And I approve this message. It's not what it is. It doesn't seem to be concerning Donald Trump. And the fascinating part about it is every time these ads come out, his numbers go up. So he's clearly tapped into something. Well, we'll be watching the returns today, as everybody else is. It'll be fascinating to watch, no question about it. On the goofy side, the TSA side, gun-shaped heels land woman in hot water with TSA. Now, these look like shoes that Gene Simmons from Kiss would wear. These big, giant stiletto boots with a bandolier around the heels. And the heels themselves, the stilettos, are six guns. And underneath the caption, underneath the picture, a pair of gun-shaped stiletto heels worn by a woman at Baltimore Washington International. TSA said, you can take them and put them back in your bag. We can't let them on the airplane. They're replica guns, even though, of course, they're shoes. She was not going to be able to make it back to her bag. So she just forked him over to TSA rather than lose her flight, rather than miss her flight. I got to tell you, these things are quite cool. I would have liked to have seen who was wearing these. But I digress. I can do that. It's my own show. So where are we today? That a pair of shoes can't make it in a carry-on bag. I had a little keychain taken from me. About a half-inch long little plastic Glock on a keychain. I had a little mini 45 caliber bullet keychain taken from me at Tampa International Airport one time. And it happened to be the 45 caliber bullet keychain that I won for being number 32. The 32nd member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Me and the organization go way back. I'm number 32. They looked me up. It's a beautiful thing. And I say that because of the first 500. If you didn't win the free gun giveaway when you signed up for Concealed Carry Magazine and you were one of the first 500, you got the 45 caliber bullet keychain. Well, I was number 32. I didn't win the gun, sadly, but I did win the keychain. And they took it away from me at Tampa International Airport. Have we lost our minds? Yeah, I think we have. NASCAR CEO. I've been talking a lot about NASCAR the last 2 days, right? I'm a big fan. Just got back from the race at Atlanta Motor Speedway. NASCAR CEO, Brian France. CEO for you dopey liberals. That means chief executive officer. That means he makes more money than those who work below him because he has more responsibility than those who work below him. Maybe you can figure this out in real life. But he does make more money than those who work below him because he has greater responsibility, as he should make more money. Morons. Saved by the bell again. Good heavens. You dopey liberals got off easy there. But that's okay, because I'll be annoying you again tomorrow, right here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No caveman would have ever considered it. See you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.